Welcome to Family Home Evening with Dad Mormons.
My name's Charlotte.
I'm Mandy.
I'm Courtney.
I'm Tiffany, and I hated it.
That's right. You get a four for this week.
Yeah!
Four girls for the price of, well, free because it's unless a podcast.
Unless you want to give us $3 for the Patreon.
So welcome to our show. You're here because you like us.
Apparently.
You like the sound of our voices.
We tell you stories that make you giggle.
You're like, how are they alive? Those girls are stupid.
My liver hurts.
Oh, my liver's crying. Tiffany's doing her makeup right now. We're doing a Zoom call. So I promised that I wouldn't put this up for the patrons, but I've already changed my mind because it's solid fucking gold.
You too, with just 5 minutes and some red, can look like me.
Yeah. What kind of eyeshadow are you using right now, Tiffany?
It's Gabriel.
Natural. I love it.
Yeah, backwards.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this, but we Tiffany's doing her makeup. We have a new game that we like to play on the podcast. It was a suggestion sent to us by one of our listeners, Super Fresh Candy Pants.
I love her name so much.
We've never met IRL, but she texted us on the Instagram and she was like, you should do this. And basically the game is this. We talk about our Mormon recipe, our weird Mormon recipe, and we have to pair a drink with it, okay? So, in honor of our new tradition, I'm going to give you guys a weird Mormon recipe that I've scoured the internet for, and you're going to have to tell me what kind of alcoholic beverage, actually, really any beverage, doesn't have to be alcoholic.
If it has alcohol in it, extra points.
Yeah, that you would pair with it. Are you guys ready?
Well, I was born ready. Tiffany's almost ready.
All right. So the episode that's getting released tomorrow is going to be a real treat. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Utah pickle pie.
No.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I hadn't either, but Charlotte recognized me to that.
No, but I found it on the internet. And Mandy,
well, how do you know if it's gross until you eat it?
Sweet pickles, that right there.
Oh, okay.
And whipped cream. And whipped cream.
No. You make it till it's golden.
Oh, no. Oh,
I'm going to try it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to come back next week to my I Hated It segment, and I'll tell you guys how it was. It's probably going to be delightful.
I suppose we should also let the listeners know we have a new segment that Tiffany's in charge of, and it's called 1.5 Stars, I Hated It. Where Tiffany tells either movies or music,
just
or
whatever she hates.
Whatever she hates that week.
I'm gonna watch a movie every week and I'll tell you why I hated it.
There's not even a chance you're gonna like it.
I hate most movies. I want to like them and then they're terrible.
Fair enough. All right, I'm gonna give you guys my recipe. Well, it's not my recipe, but the recipe that I've scoured the internet searching to find the perfect Mormon recipe. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
I'm going for the classic green jello salad.
What's in it?
Don't give me that look, Tiffany.
There's so many different green salads.
I'm gonna give you the classic green jello salad, okay? This one consists of lime jello, Jesus's favorite mini marshmallows, cream cheese, sour cream, crushed pineapple, and chopped pecans. Okay.
No carrots?
No carrots in this one. So basically, like, you prepare the lime jello, the first stage of the lime jello, where you beat the cream cheese into it and the sour cream, and then you let it half set, and then you put the pineapple and the mini marshmallows in, and then let it fully set. So it's just, imagine, it's cloyingly sweet. It's all the sugar from the canned pineapple, all the sugar from the jello, all the sugar from the marshmallows.
Well, the jello have sugar added to it, or is it the juice is what? Because, I mean, gelatin's not naturally sweet. You have to add sugar.
No, this is lime jello. It's regular jello.
Oh, got it.
So it's already got all that shit in there. So what do you pair that with?
I'm going to say what I always say. Vodka and Kool-Aid.
Make sure you elaborate though. Like, is this warm Kool-Aid? Does it have ice cubes? Does it have sugar in it?
It's warm, unsweetened Kool-Aid with vodka.
Tiffany, you're fired. Courtney, what would you pair with her?
So I am thinking, I had a, we went down to Menace Brewery yesterday, and I had a, it was a very dry rosé cider.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, like it's the lime jello makes it pop. It's very colorful. It's very sweet. It's very sugary. And I think that the pop of the pink rosé, they go well together, and it's dry enough to, you know, put all the sugar in and, you know, wash down with something dry. I'm going to go with the dry rosé cider.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. You win.
Excuse me.
I meant you win over Tiffany because...
Nobody wants a rose.
It was from Lost Giants. It's a Lost Giants rosé cider. So,
what's the name of the brewery?
Lost Menace. Giants.
No, I mean, sorry, the Menace.
The brewery I was at was Menace.
That's a cool name for a brewery. I don't know if you guys know this, listeners, but Bellingham has 3 breweries per every square foot of real estate in the town.
It's much like Utah, where there is 3 churches per.
I just made that up. The square footage. I just pulled it out of my ass.
It's science. It's either going to be a brewery. It's going to be a coffee stand or
a murderer. Tiff, how's your makeup coming along?
Not as good as I want it to, but I have not the tools.
Well, don't worry. A lot of people are going to be seeing this, so you better step up your game.
I don't have to. I look great.
We should do a...
I have a quick story. When I was working at a restaurant, you know, I was friendly with a lot of our people would come eat all the time. And there was this family, and I forget why I was showing her pictures. Like, I think me and Aaron were out at the boat or something. Anyway, so I was showing her pictures from the weekend, and she was scrolling. And then she, Tiffany, we were doing before and after pictures of her hair so that I could have some content. And of course, Tiffany made her face look absolutely amazing, as she does,
as she's doing for us
right now. And that client or that customer actually screamed. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is she okay? I said, oh no, that was her before picture. I was like, keep scrolling, you'll see the afters.
We should add to this podcast too the time that we went to Deception Pass and Tiffany had that giant helmet of hair, not even helmet, a lion's mane of hair.
Just ratted it back to just have all, that was amazing. Yeah. The first time she had ever done that was that I didn't know she was in town, and she came to pick me up from middle school with mom. And so when she came out, she had pretty much war paint on, and like her hair was ratted up like that. And I was just so excited to see her. I just gave her a big hug, and she's like, you were supposed to be embarrassed. Like, this isn't what I was going for.
But it turns out that shock value only works on your family like once or twice. And then you're like, oh yeah, Tiffany.
That was the first time though.
That was actually the first time.
Tiffany, tell our listeners, what was going through your head when you decided to do your makeup like that to embarrass your sister at school?
Well, I was like, man, what would mortify me more than anything? And that would be it. Like somebody
bad hair and makeup?
Bad hair and makeup. And I think I was wearing, you know, I had like hairy armpits, and I was wearing like that same dress that I wore when I was getting attacked by the invisible plant. Oh. And I was barefoot, and I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. Charlotte's going to be so like, why would I want to mortify you? I don't know. I should have just been like, you know, you'd be excited to see me and want me dead. But
so good. That's fun.
Hey, I think maybe now is a really good time to introduce our brand new segment by the delightful ray of sunshine we call our sister Tiffany. God, I hate everything. Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons presents 1.5 Stars. I Hated It with your host, Tiffany.
Hello, everyone. This week, I hated some movies. What movies, you ask? I hate a lot of movies, but this week I hated Coming to America and Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. This is why you should not waste your time watching these garbage movies. Point one. Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Who is it marketed for? That's what I would like to know. It is a children's movie, a lot like, you know, the Care Bears movie. It is a kid's movie, but then they put not funny sex in it. And like the ladies have annoying accents, and I think that's part of it. But like they're the only ones in their town with those annoying accents, and they're not charming. And the best thing about the movie is the dude who, spoiler alert, has sex with them, because he looks a lot like Chris Pratt, but he's maybe a superior version of Chris Pratt because of the whole God worship that makes Chris lame.
Religion. I hated it.
I hated it. Well, he's really religious. I hate it. If you want to watch a good buddy movie, watch Strange Brew, Wayne's World, or Romy and Michelle. You won't go wrong. The other thing I hated was Coming to America. Never should have been made. I don't know why they greenlighted it. If Eddie Murphy hadn't just done My Name is Dolomite, which was wonderful, you can all watch that. This movie wouldn't have been made. It's a tired plot line. It's basically the same movie, but lamer, as Coming to America. There's a lot of cameos that don't need to happen. You take away the cameos, you take away the dance numbers, you don't have a fucking movie. That's a fact. Can I swear?
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I fucking hated it.
Has someone baptized your deceased loved one against their or your wishes? Did your neighborhood dry cleaner shrink your magic garments to an unwearable size, leaving your chocolate starfish exposed to the evils of Beelzebub? Has a contractor performed subpar work on your foundation, leaving your food storage cellar exposed to vermin trying to fight you for your hard-earned and well-stocked Prophet Tyson's potted meat product? The Law Offices of Pudolph DiDuliani are here to help fight for you. We are currently representing fewer high-profile clients and are eager to show our passion and dedication to your shitty little problem. Our offices have helped our clients claim hundreds of dollars in well-deserved compensation for the wrongs inflicted upon them. We are still committed to fighting for your delusions and lost causes. Poo-doo-doo, here for you.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, I was texting with Casey earlier, and he was telling me about this YouTube channel that he's been watching, which is basically this borderline homeless Canadian dude's YouTube channel, and he talks about how to camp in urban areas and hide from the police. And it's called Camping with Steve. So I haven't watched it myself. I'm only going on the good word of my brother, who's smarter than I am. So I was thinking that might lead us right into our, with the whole urban camping situation, that might lead us right into our Verona House stories, which are the stories we've decided to share with the world today.
Before we get into the meat of the podcast, do you recall the person who lived across the street from us at that Verona Street house hated us?
Yes.
You know, like do you remember why? Like,
well, there was the next door neighbors that fucking hated that.
Well, I know why he hated us, but I remember like some conversation with the people who lived across the street, and then like
honestly,
do you remember anything about them?
Honestly, I think it was just my recollection of them was just that it was so Bellingham's like a college town, right? So the rental properties are often, you know, rented by like kids who drink and fuck shit up and party. I think it was just, they just didn't like us because we were bringing down the value of the neighborhood. Like we were bringing property values down on their little street. Mm-hmm. Cause it was okay. Like, that house was a fairly nice, like it was a nice neighborhood. It was like rich people who lived there. We just had 18 people splitting the rent. So that's how we could afford that big house. This was like a big, like house. Oh. It had, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms.
Had 3 bedrooms upstairs, and I lived downstairs in the basement. and it had like a big, like 2-3 car garage, had a really awesome, huge kitchen, really nice, big back deck. And it had a very big backyard that would accommodate our huge tent.
And that's where Josie's buried to this day.
Oh,
yeah.
We should go get her.
I have 2 cats buried here.
About to be 3.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing at that. It's
I'll tell you why I'm laughing, because one of my favorite memories of that house, well, maybe not favorite, it's hard to pick a favorite, but disabled Mabel, Tiffany's cat. Tiffany, tell the story of the cat. Where named Mabel. We want to hear the whole backstory so I can talk about my conversation with the police that happened after that.
Okay, picture it. 2003. Me and Matt are going through Wyoming, and Laurie, we're visiting Laurie where she lived in Kemmerer or something. And she's like, Tiffany, there's this cat, and the vet says, I've got to put it down. We don't know if it was stepped on or if it was like thrown against a wall. Like, who knows what the backstory is, but you can get a lot better help up in Bellingham than I can in Podunk, Wyoming. And I just can't afford it, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. You know, what am I supposed to do with this cat? You know, we're on a road trip, and I bring it home.
It can't walk properly, right? So
she cannot walk. No, she can walk. She walked with her back legs spread apart. And she
had to have her claws out to stable herself.
Yeah. And she'd fall over like every fifth step or something, but she was fine besides that. And she would like get half in a litter box and then just piss and shit all over the floor.
But she kind of walked like somebody who had like cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Like, it was very shaky. And
I took her to the vet and they said she had like a crushed vertebrae in her neck or two. And then, you know, and then you're like, well, I'm kind of attached. And Laurie took in 8 cats right after I got that cat. She couldn't afford Mabel, but she could afford 8 more kittens.
Yeah,
she's a monster.
Disabled Mabel.
And I remember that's why I brought Mabel home without asking anybody that lived there. And then you can delete this if you want, but then when Joey moved in, I was like, nobody asked about Joey. And Courtney's like, well, you didn't ask about Mabel. And
yeah, you should delete that out. I don't ever. Mabel and Joey racing around the house.
Well, so here's what, this is my favorite fucking Mabel story. Well, it doesn't even really have to do with her, but I'd parked my car on the street on Holly Street, right outside from the co-op, and we went to Seattle to go see a concert and stayed overnight in Seattle. And I came back and like my car, apparently like somebody had touched the car or something happened. The car alarm had been going off all night long. And by the time I got to it, the battery was dead and it was just barely making this pitiful like kind of like really low sound. And I got in there and I heard somebody in the apartment across the street be like, Jesus fucking Christ, finally. And I was like, oh God, that guy's mad about something. What's wrong? And then somebody else was like, finally. And I was like, what is going on in this neighborhood? These guys are mad. You know,
dude,
I had no idea. And I don't know if the car started or if I had to get it jumped. But anyways, I moved the car and I don't know if it was the same day. I think it was the same day. The cops came to the house, and that was on Verona Street, and informed me that my alarm had been going off all night long, and that, you know, I was going to get a ticket or whatever for disturbing the peace. She didn't actually give me a ticket, but she was just like, you know, this could happen. You need to get that fixed. And I was like, oh my God. And then it all started to make sense. But then she saw Mabel in the background, like, cerebral palsy walking behind me towards the kitchen, and I don't think anything twice of it, you know, because it's just disabled Mabel. And the cop was just like, what happened to that? What did you do to that cat? Like, who did this? Basically, like, I was all of a sudden very much like under the, you know, the light, you know, the swinging light in the interrogation room, like, who's responsible for this cat? You know, I was like, oh, no, 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 don't worry. She's fine. You know, she basically thought we were like
abusing,
torturing
animals.
Cats and leaving our sirens on all night long to disturb the peace. Yeah.
I was going to get her put down because like we weren't happy together and you know, life is that?
It was going to be your birthday present.
Zach was going to get me that for my birthday. But like Matt couldn't deal with it. And so his dad took her and he renamed her Mandy.
Rude.
I know. And he'd be like, so when you come to get your cat? And I'm like, I never said I was going to do that. I think he could still be alive at his house.
Disabled Mabel, Handy Mandy.
That was a fucking awesome house.
It was. There was an awesome time. I don't know who all still lived at the place at the time. Mandy, hopefully you were there. Tiffany, I'm sure was. But it's the time that Richard got brought back to Billingham after your mom moved to Mexico and Richard had to move up with us. And we decided it would be a very good idea to light off. What was the fireworks name?
Well, it was called the Silent Intruder, which you would think would be silent.
Yeah.
That's where we went wrong.
Yeah. My dad sells fireworks. He has an amazing fireworks stand. He's known for like, you know, like really big fireworks, but that name is very misleading. It's huge. I guess we just expected it to be a colorful display of quiet.
Yes.
Silent, even.
But it was not. And, I remember lighting that bad boy off, and after the third, running back in and go, oh, we've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, we're fucked.
And I think it was probably like 2 o'clock in the morning. And
I saw the neighbor's lights go on for sure.
It was late.
And there's this bang, bang, bang on the door, and we're just like lights off. We're just, no, don't open the door. He doesn't think anybody's here. It's all good. Just open
close your eyes and they'll go away.
But Richard, for some reason, decided it would be a good idea to take off his shirt and pretend he had been sleeping on the couch and open the door like, well, man, what's up? What's going on? I just woke up on the couch. And him just like getting yelled at and reamed. I was hiding in the kitchen with somebody going, why did he open the door? He'd eventually go. I'd rather talk to the police than the neighbor at that point in time.
Yeah.
And
I had the bedroom on the side of that yard, and so I heard everything. Like I was like pretty much like one tiny wall apart from this guy, but just bitching out Richard. And there was a couple times when I was like, I should go save him, and I was like, I'm not fucking doing that.
There's 7 other people hiding in this house and they're not doing anything. Why should I?
Yeah, that guy was fucking pissed. Right.
It is pretty funny though. You're just like, oh, that was right outside of our house. We were totally sleeping. Like, what do you mean? You heard it.
So I'm not understanding the full caliber of like what it sounded like. So is it like, was it like pew, or like, pop, pop? Like what kind of
sound? All of it.
It was all of it.
Everything you can imagine.
It sounded like sirens going off. Like, you know, those like piccolo pizza screaming things. It was you know, and like I said, I said silent intruder. So I wasn't expecting a whole lot of noise, but then as soon as we lit it and the first ones went up, we're just like, oh man, we are fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. It was big and like high and loud and like a combination of all these different types of colors, but a lot of sounds, way more sounds than a name like silent intruder would lead you to believe there would be.
Like the silent intruder, wasn't that another name for like Richard Ramirez who like snuck into your house and like that? And stuff wasn't quiet after that.
I don't know why I gave up drinking. That was really stupid.
I'm glad you came to your senses. Speaking of which, I gotta fix this situation. So
I don't know if you can see this one or if it's backwards, but this might be my new favorite wine, Pine Ridge.
The old Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
So did you guys do the whole, what are we drinking today? Or did you forget that?
We kind of forgot that.
We have so many guests, we don't have time.
But I'm definitely putting this video on the Patreon.
You can do whatever you want. If they need any tips, just tell them to ask.
Makeup me. Hour with Tiffany.
How to look good. How to look
your really,
really, really good.
Yeah, Tiffany, you could probably get a fucking shitload of YouTube followers.
I don't think so, because I would, they'd be like, oh, she's so negative.
I never knew how much effort went into the highlights as much as lowlights.
You have to do the highlights. Yeah. I mean, otherwise I would just look like a jerk. You'd look hot, Manny.
You missed a lot of quality content with Tiffany's makeup tips.
It's hard to get your, you want to use, instead of a pencil, you want to use a white, like a mat for your bags, because the pencil just pulls them. Mm. It's going to give you real bags in the future.
Okay.
Nobody wants that. It's gross.
Well, when we all move to New Mexico in my new mansion, we can all just have our own YouTube channel since we won't have to have jobs because I'll be so rich.
I know we're not supposed to use last names on this show, but Dan, is that Tiffany Kardashian?
Bitch, they wish.
I'm so glad we're doing the Verona Street House stories, because I've often thought about the Sloppy Chachi for Mayor campaign that happened, but I was like, I know that's super illegal to steal.
Oh yeah,
campaign signs. So I was like, I don't know if we want to really put that into the universe, but that was some funny ass shit.
It's also weird how she almost won.
Did you guys vote that year? Did you?
I voted for you. We wrote you in.
I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is done.
Okay,
so we can't get in any trouble for that. There were no legal contracts signed.
Who was it? The guys, the campaign, or the, what was it, mayor?
It was Weston for mayor. And yeah. I have no idea about his politics, his agenda, what he was for, what he wasn't for. All I know is that he had really big signs. There was a great big sign on Meridian Street, and Mandy and I were really drunk walking by it one evening, and I don't know why we roll with a Sharpie half the time, but it's like this like Weston Premier, and it's got this big moose on it, and did we draw a big dick on the moose? Like,
yeah, it was a big dick.
Yeah. And anyway, the big dick on this like busy main street lasted
huge,
just a couple
huge
of days.
Sign.
Yeah. Huge sign, huge dick. and it stayed up for a couple of days. Like, it got to the point where, like, on the second day, I was like, oh man, I'm embarrassed I was that drunk and I did that. looking good, T.
Thank you. Also, remember how many years that this pad for lease was on that sign with the ketchup and the maxi pad outside of Boise? It was up there for at least like 8 years. At
yeah,
least.
That's
right. I don't know if your listeners want us to go off subject a little bit, but there was a fun trip that we were driving from Bellingham to Logan to go visit the family. We were drinking, not drinking and driving, but somebody was sober driving, and then other people might have been drinking. And we took shifts. We stopped at a gas station that also had a Taco Bell inside, and. Anyway, there's a huge sign right there by the freeway that said this pad for lease. And I was just like, oh, well, it is. And we whipped out an Always maxi pad and smeared ketchup packets and Taco Bell sauce like all over it and stuck it like right on the sign. So it's like, this pad for lease. Because I've always prided myself on my mature sense of humor.
I don't know why we always went to that same gas station too on the way to
Logan. You gotta check it too.
And you don't want to get gas in Oregon. And I hate Boise, so we'd always go to that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody has to have an arch nemesis, and mine's Boise.
It was just really mind-blowing to be driving back down to Logan, like 6, 7, 8 years later. And, you know, we're just like, oh, isn't that this? Is that the maxi bag? And it was still there. It was very...
That's the staying power on the...
Yeah, it's like, that's speaking to the name brand always. But it really blew my mind that it was on there. People had seen it and nobody, but fuck it.
Yeah, to be fair, do you want to touch a random maxi pad ever?
And also, yeah. It's also speaking to the lack of interest in the town of Boise if that thing was for leave for 8 years. Probably like a fucking Louis Vuitton now or something, knowing the way Boise is.
Idaho's blown up.
Yeah, Boise's the new, like, San Francisco or some shit.
Boise, the absorbent capital of the Western United States. I don't know
where I'm going with that.
We'll work on that. There's something there.
But yeah, anyway, back to the Verona Street House. That was the makings of the Sloppy Chachi for Mayor, where the yard signs got stolen.
Yeah, and we really we put a lot of hours into, like, with single Sharpies changing each one of those signs and changing it to say Sloppy Chachi for Mayor and replacing them in the yards of the people who had them in their yards to begin with, and it went on for weeks if not like a month.
I remember many a drunken walks with stakeouts. Like, there were people that were out there, like, you know, like, it seemed like they were staying up to, like, flick on their lights to catch the sign thieves. with my yard.
I could be making this up, but I feel like it almost generated, like, I don't know if it was a news story or something like that, but it was something to where we were like, we have to stop this. We're, like, really gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, you can get in bad, like, trouble for that, because that actually happened here. Our friend Steve, they accused him of stealing signs, and he had to, like, go kind of, like, I don't know if he had to go before the city council, but anyways, like, I didn't do it, like, but everybody was accusing him of doing it, and I might know who did it, but it wasn't him.
I think that Weston tried to run twice, because the sign that we defaced on Meridian Street was when we lived on the apartment, like, on Elm Street or in that neighborhood, and then we lived on Verona Street later, and we were stealing signs from the neighborhood over there to turn into a Sloppy Chachi for Mayor.
So can you tell our listeners, Sloppy Chachi, what you would have changed about the town of Bellingham if you had been elected mayor?
No, they had their chance. They chose not to vote. You know what happens now? We got a mayor. His name's Seth. He's making everybody so angry in this little town of Bellingham that people are marching to their house, marching right outside his house, and calling him names because he's cleaning up homeless camps and stuff. And it turns out being mayor is not all it's cranked up to be.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's like, I want to be like comptroller or something like that, you know?
We don't have a mayor in this city. We have city council members, but we don't have a mayor. Like, we have a mayor of, like, Orange County or something like that. But, and I know there's a mayor for, like, Mission Viejo. There just isn't one for...
Till now. Sloppy Chachi, mayor of San Juan Capistrano.
You guys need a mayor? Because I ain't got no fucking job. I ain't got shit to do, you know?
I got a lot of experience campaigning.
What's your welfare program like? Am I still going to be able to collect my welfare?
Okay, wait, hold on. I have another Verona Street house memory that we should not gloss over, and that is the Wheelchair Olympics. The annual Wheelchair Olympics of Verona Street. That's why the neighbors hated us.
It makes sense. I guess the first part of that story, we have to let everybody know how the wheelchair became in our possession and, you know, came to be. So the way that we came into possession of the wheelchair is my mom worked at a bingo hall, and the bingo hall was closing, and they were selling everything from the tables, the chairs, bingo daubers. My mom's like, you should come down here and see if there's anything you want to buy. I'm like, it's a fucking bingo hall. What the fuck am I going to want to buy? And I get down there, and I was like, you know what I want to buy? I want to buy that wheelchair. And I was like, no. And I was like, oh, yeah, we want the wheelchair. And so I paid a very small amount for the wheelchair, and we threw
I think it was
car.
$5.
We had got thrown into the car, and that's how we got our wheelchair. And it was a big wheelchair, wheelchair. It was like one of those ones that you still had to manually wheel yourself, but the ass portion seat of the wheelchair, it was really big.
It was plus size.
That's a thing, right? It's what size wheelchair do you need? Small, petite, plus size? Yeah, it was a plus sizer. one of my favorite memories with the wheelchair is when we lived, we had an apartment on Texas Street, and Laurie and I were hanging out with the wheelchair, and I pushed her up to 7-Eleven. And Laurie's super tiny in this plus size wheelchair. I wheel her into 7-Eleven, and I stick her down an aisle. And some guy can't get by her or something like that, and looks at her. And he's just like, is your wheelchair fucking big enough? And Laurie, ever the actress, is like, oh my, how dare you? How dare you judge me in my wheelchair? Anyway, we had a wheelchair.
I still have pictures of when we did Christmas cards that one year. It was like Tiffany's in the background with her track suit and her gold chains, big sunglasses, doing the double peace sign, rap star album. Someone's holding Ike. I think someone's got a Christmas tree skirt on as a cape, and Courtney's got a bunny suit. How did we get a bunny suit anyway?
I made it. I got a pattern at the at Joanne Fabrics, and I made myself a bunny suit.
And you're holding a sign that says "Fuck Christmas."
So "Fuck Christmas." Santa is a whore.
That's right. Oh,
so the Wheelchair Olympics. I can't remember how many events there were, but I can recall a couple of the events. And at the Verona Street House, once you walked in the door, there were steps that went up to this raised living room, I guess you would call it. It's where we had our TV set up and couches and everything. And then if you wanted to go to the kitchen, you walked down 6 steps to go to the kitchen. And so part of the Wheelchair Olympics was first part was being able to manage yourself in the wheelchair, doing is that wheelies or being able to balance, so the front part of the front wheels of the wheelchair didn't touch the ground. That was a part of the Wheelchair Olympics. You were timed in that event. Another part of the Wheelchair Olympics was being able to ride down in the wheelchair, down those steps.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't also, I don't know if this was an event, an official sponsored event in the Olympics, or if this was just a drunken side project, but that was a real steep hill we lived on Verona Street, rolling wheelchair.
I see where you're going with that, but it looked like Tiffany wanted to say something about the stairs.
Okay.
I was just going to say I could do that, and I think I won the Olympics. I'm going to maybe remember that wrong, but I'm my gold winner.
I think she got the gold medal in that event.
I did.
I know. I couldn't do it. But Mandy, it's you are correct. The street that we lived on, it was rather steep, and I also think it's important to add that it was not really a paved, very well paved street, and it was not it's not a street that you can go 25 miles per hour on. It was a small street, maybe even alley size, where if you're going one direction and somebody's going the other direction, you had to go 5 miles per hour and go off to the side, just to make sure you, you didn't hit each other.
Yeah.
Potholes, like gravel. And
I think it's important to note that it did shoot out to a very busy street, four lane.
Yeah. So I was going to add that to it. It did empty out into a four-way lakeway.
Oh, no. Where the speed limit's got to be at least 45, but everybody drives 60.
It's like 35, but everybody goes 50. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was I don't know who decided that'd be a good game in the wheelchair Olympics, but if you could ride that all the way down.
And I think, wasn't there ice and snow? It was like winter. Or am I making that up?
I don't think that doesn't sound right, because that it just seems like we wouldn't be outside in those
conditions. Right, I'd be like, that's cold. I'm not doing that.
Let's go ahead and I want to go ahead and blame this on Aneston. I don't know why, but I feel like he needs to take some blame in this.
I do recall him making it halfway down, and it really fucked up the wheels. Oh. But then Richard, you know, is like, he's like so young and like, you know, he's like drinking all the time. So I could do better than all you old people here. And I think he did ride it down to the bottom of the hill.
And survived to tell the tale.
Anyway, the wheelchair was really fucked up after that. It turns out that, you know, replacement parts are very expensive, and I couldn't afford the upkeep. So shortly after that, the wheelchair Olympics were
no more.
No more.
Do you guys think we should tell the story of Tiffany's at the time boyfriend, who shall remain nameless, but it might probably be possible for people to piece together who that is?
My one other boyfriend.
Well, you had a few.
I'm just saying, like, people, you know, people might not know. Just kidding. They'll know exactly who it is. Should we tell the story of the time that pissed on the wall thinking he was in the bathroom?
I think it's fun to let everybody know the amazing, great experiences that we had in this home. We paid money to live there, so we can do what we want.
He wasn't living there at the time, though. Right? And he was peeing like on an outlet.
Yeah. Well, I think we had just moved in or something. Your makeup's looking real good, Tiffany.
Thank you.
That butt.
Feels good.
That butt shit is very accentuated. I like it.
Thanks. I'm going to need a haircut.
Yeah. So here's what I remember. We were all sitting in the living room watching The Big Lebowski and playing The Big Lebowski drinking game. And I do believe this was one of the rare occasions where we made it through and started it again. You were passed out?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. But you and I have done this where we've started it over again because we weren't passed out yet.
Which is weird because I do remember that one time and you're like, did we get like alcohol-free vodka or something? Because usually you make it to the first bowling scene and you're done. Flips to the right.
I've never made it to the end. I have no idea how that movie ends. I don't want to know. I will gladly play the game at any time, but I feel like it's part of the joy of growing up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were watching Big Lebowski, playing the Big Lebowski drinking game, and Tiffany's boyfriend at the time gets up to go to the bathroom wordlessly, doesn't say anything to anybody, and then goes up to the wall and like does that boy stance, you know, where you kind of stick your butt out, put one hand up to the wall, and then just starts peeing real fucking close to the electrical socket, really fucking close. And BJ goes up to him and puts his hand on his shoulder and is like, hey buddy, like let's go to the bathroom or whatever. And Matt just looks at him like, leave me alone, it's private. like BJ had like gone to him while he was in the bathroom or something. And then finally like got him to go to the bathroom or whatever. And I think there was something too, there was like Russian nesting dolls in your room, Tiffany, where a monkey cookie jar, something that he puked into. You don't remember?
That was my grandma's monkey cookie jar.
Which grandma?
All of them. They collectively gave it to me.
Some of us handle our alcohol better than others.
He could be a good drunk, but mainly was not.
I just went to active speaker and oh my God, Tiffany, that's looking good.
Thank you. I feel good. I've never felt so good looking.
That's actually the only things I wrote down from Courtney's list. Unless you guys can think of any other great Verona Street stories.
Nope, the urban camping was pretty fun, setting up the tent in the backyard and rather than sleep inside.
Oh, yeah.
Did we already do that?
You know, no.
Rather than drink inside, why not drink outside? Where you could light a little fire that you might fall asleep and keep going. And if you drink outside, around the tent or even inside the tent, the neighbor can hear you more.
And his hatred for you will develop and blossom into a thorny black rose.
Love her. I also remember, it's just like, I hope that everybody knows that for the most part, we were all like, outside of our like poor choices that we made when we were drinking and we drank all the time and we had a really good time and everything, we all held down like full-time jobs. We paid rent, we paid bills. We were all like functioning members of society. We were just shitty neighbors.
You just knew how to party.
It's not our fault. Our neighbor didn't know how to have a good time.
Yeah. And I remember Matt's song when we would go and he would be like, guys, are we going to do it? Are we going to urban camping?
Yeah. Tiffany, so with your new makeup, sorry, just to sidetrack a little, with your new makeup that you're doing right now, in the Zoom far away view, you kind of look like one of our cousins.
Which one, Joe?
The one, is it? I was going to be, is it the one that you were supposed to go to the prom with?
That was Joe, right?
That was Joe, yes. And my, that was so fucking embarrassing. My grandma was like, there was like some kind of dance or something. It was prom. Yeah. And my grandma's like, well, if you can't get a date to the prom, why don't you have your cousin take you? And I was like, I'd rather be dead. Fuck your prom.
I never went to prom.
I didn't either because I wasn't going with my fucking cousin.
I was going to continuation school for bad kids, so they didn't have a prom.
Lucky.
I had already dropped out, but I totally would have been asked otherwise.
I went to prom. It's not awesome. It's not cool. Yeah. You got a butt nose.
Look at her chin. It's amazing. Get your chin up. There you go.
All right, let's end this episode. Usually we like to do a little something, how we can make the world a little less shitty of a place, how we can be excellent to each other. I'm drawing a blank right now.
I said to put aside your petty differences,
tell your friend ones
you love them. But then I thought about it, like my petty differences I have with people, I'm like, not doing it. So
I've got it. How to be excellent to one another?
Yeah.
Vote for Courtney.
Perfect.
I think you just gave away Sloppy Chachi's identity.
Vote for Sloppy Chachi.
Vote for Sloppy Chachi. Yeah. You could also, if you're enjoying our podcast, you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, a rating and a review if you don't mind.
Yes. And check out our website. We've got merch. We're going to be releasing church merch.
But you got to get it quickly because I'm going to buy it all.
If you have any stories that you would like to share or have us drunkenly read to you, send us an email at fhebadmormons@gmail.com.
His social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Shout out to our patrons. Holla!
Yeah.
If you want to join our Patreon, it's only $3 a month.
And you're going to see Tiffany's makeup tutorial.
Mm-hmm. You're really, really going to don't want to subscribe for this.
You're going to be missing out on this gloriousness. I highly recommend it.
And lastly, check out our YouTube. We're trying to get 1,000 subscribers. We're already up to 41.
Some of us need to quit our jobs.
So we're getting close, but we need a few more. Thanks for coming back week after week, and we appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.